Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You are listening to My Talk 107.1. It's the station for everything entertainment, and we are Bradley and Dawn. We have some adventures to go on right now. One of our adventures is, it's not a book club. We are reading and listening to Spare, which is Prince Harry's memoir.
Yeah, we're reading it with our ears.
Yes.
That's just how I roll, man. It's hard to get through what the equivalent, the audio equivalent. Sorry, like words, apparently. Sorry, it's from that Warner Brothers lunch. It's hard to get through the equivalent of 400 and some odd pages without like putting it in my ears, because I just can't walk around with a book throughout the day.
No,
but I can put it on in my car.
That's right. And you listen to it when you cook meals on Sundays.
Sundials.
You guys.
When I'm walking the dog. Yeah, no. So I've got about 45 minutes left. I wanted to finish it today, you guys, but I just couldn't get there. But I'm telling you, I don't know, Mike, how you felt, but for me, like the last 3-4 hours of this book, of the 14 total, are really where it's at in terms of my paying attention and my being like invested in learning like what's actually going on. And that might have something to do with the fact that picks up where I think many of us picked up the story when we learned that they had fled the UK and went off to Canada. So we're now getting the story behind that story.
It seems like the headlines and what everyone really gravitated to from a news standpoint, and what they decided that this is going to be what we focus on, that all came from the area you're talking about of the book. The first two-thirds of it, not really much was newsworthy, with the exception of a really cold penis. Other than that, it was it seemed like everything they kind of grabbed was from this part.
We have enjoyed the book, right, Dawn? Mm-hmm. I don't know where you're at right now, but is there anything that you wanted to check in and tell the room?
Oh, well, I know there've been conversations about some people not enjoying the military part of the book, and I really, really love it. It makes me want to, it just makes me want to tell him, you are, because I've read this book, your identity is a soldier, a father, and a husband. So all of this other stuff that bothers you, I see you as a soldier, because of how much you loved the military, and a patriotic person who wants to serve their country.
Yeah.
You know, and was just, you know, it's just unbelievable how he was targeted by the Taliban. They found out he was going to be coming over to Afghanistan, and like, they're like, we're coming for you. Mm-hmm. We're going to take him out. And so it put all the other soldiers around him in danger. And so they had to remove him once some stupid tabloid, you know, printed something about where he was. I'm getting to parts where he's, you know, going through relationships and things like that. So I'm still sort of in the middle of the book.
I will say, by the time you get towards the end, again, we're talking about Spare, Prince Harry's memoir, and I'm sure if you've not read it, or if you haven't really thought about it, this really does just give you a very clear-eyed account of how this all played out. And it's not that I don't understand that Harry has his own motivations and his own perspective and his own opinions and his own motives, right? Like, I get all of that, and I'm not saying he's like the perfect person and hasn't.
He admits that too.
Oh, sure. Yeah. But I think some people just think like, oh, enough already. Here's the thing. We've not heard from him. And when you start to hear how, like, just imagine what it would be like to have your family, you know, your family's like, oh yeah, no, I love you, everything's great and it's all good, but every decision that they make ends up not being in your interest. And they're like, I don't know what you're talking about. And it's like this weird gaslighting on a level that I can't imagine.
It's so,
because there are all terrible. These, because it's not just the family. The family may wish him well and want all the best and may want him to have the chance to do all of these things that he wants to do when it comes to him and Meghan. But there are all these other people connected to his family. That is like the people in between.
The press.
Like the royal courtiers.
Yes, they're press secretaries. They're royal courtiers.
All of those folks, they are invested in making sure that their jobs, their roles, their institution, and by, you know, extension, the media, because they're in a relationship together, are protected. And so, like, your own family is not even really truly in control of the decisions that they have to make. So, like, his grandmother, for example, he's, like, you know, going to her and, like, I want to be able to, like, do something different because this is just out of control. And she's like, okay, you can do that. And then people find out and they're like, well, we can't do that. And
because so then that makes our guy look bad.
And so then they get in the way and they start, you know, essentially reminding the family, like, he can't do that. And so then the family's like, oh, I guess you can't do that.
Because it does make my image look bad. And okay, so, well, we'll just tell lies. We'll just let the tabloids run with stories that makes him look bad. The book could have been called Scapegoat.
His own mother-in-law. Truthfully, Camilla Mann. Oof. Oof. Oof.
I haven't gotten to much Camilla yet.
Mike, I don't know how you felt, but she truly, to protect her own image and that of her status as the future queen, has her fingers in all sorts of gossip. She shares all sorts of stuff with the media, right?
Yeah, she has to be, because like they kind of talk about at one point, they don't know how else this information will be getting there because she's the only one with access to that information.
And nobody else sees it. They're all like, she would never do that.
Exactly.
But literally by, you know.
I mean, he knows.
He does the math. He's like, for example, in one of the statements, he puts in details. Then those details show up in the media, and there's only one path by which those details could have been revealed, and it's her.
Oh, boy. That is just... It's gross on a whole nother level.
Ooh, okay. I wanted you to make sure you had time to get to the story that you had about the people that they work with. That is Harry and Meghan working with their Archwell Foundation people.
Yes. They developed the Archwell organization when they left. And this is a charity organization that helps a lot of different groups and people. So they have cut ties with executives who played a major role in that organization. Some of their biggest projects, like the producer who oversaw the Netflix docuseries Harry and Meghan, he's out. Then you had a woman named Farrah Taylor. She was the marketing campaign lead for Harry and Meghan, the Archetypes podcast that Meghan has, and Harry's memoir, Spare. She was the marketing campaign lead. So she is transitioning out of her role later this year. Yeah.
So clearly there are a bunch of close people that they've been working with that are leaving. What does that say, do you think?
I think that they want to be more involved and more in control of how those two things work. I mean, when you don't have a producer for your next Netflix series saying these are the decisions I'm making and you're trusting that person, then you're making the decision, because it also says that neither of those people will be replaced.
I see what you're saying. So it's not that they necessarily didn't like those people per se. It's that they want to be in control themselves in terms of determining what gets included.
I think so. I mean, it only makes sense to me, or when things are released, because he did fight back about when the Queen died. He did fight back about the release of his book and also Harry and Meghan. He wanted to kind of push that off, and they said, no, it's coming out. Sorry, we already have a schedule for this. Mm. There's another person who has left, and that's Ashley Hansen. That is Meghan and Harry's global press secretary. It's kind of like a four or five different people who have left and are transitioning out, and then they have replaced them with other people.
Oh, wait, they have replaced them.
Yes, a woman named Miranda Barbeau was named director of global communications.
Then
and
you
press
wonder
sec-
if these
secretary.
People had like a difference of opinion, if there was personality conflict.
Yeah, it seems
conflict.
Like that. It does. They're like, we're replacing you with someone else, but you're transitioning on, is the way they put it. They have new people who are new hires as head of podcasts for the Archwell Foundation, the philanthropic arm.
All right. Well, we're going to see where that ends up. I don't know enough, to be quite honest with you, about the work that they've been doing recently to understand if this is a good thing or a bad thing. But When we return, Dawn, you read a book from Alan Cumming that talked about his life, and you were fascinated by it. But there's a story. He apparently returned his Order of the British Empire, his OBE. And you're going to tell us why that happened when we come back right here on My Talk 107.1. Hey, My Talkers. Bradley here for my good friends at Hero. You got a problem with your furnace? Hey, if you do and you need Hero out to the home, just give them a call. Head to callhero.com. They'll come out super quick at a time that works best for your schedule. And if you call right now, you're going to get $57 off that repair. $57 off that repair. Just let them know that Bradley sent you. And I'm telling you, when it comes to stuff around the house, whether it's, you know, heating, cooling, drains, electrical, air duct cleaning, plumbing, Hero can help better than anyone. I know that firsthand because Hero has been out to our home multiple times for different issues. We initially had Hero out to the home because we had a bathroom drain that wouldn't stop getting clogged. Well, they came out, fixed it the first time, and we haven't had a problem since. When it comes to heating, they can give you a furnace tune-up or help if you have a furnace problem. Whatever the issue, Hero can be there. Just give them a call today, callhero.com. And don't forget that $57 off if you mention My Talk.
The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn on My Talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment. We were just talking about Spare and the British, and I have a story from Britain. Alan Cumming, who is British. No, I'm sorry, he's Irish. He surprised the world because he returned his OBE, which is the Officer of the British Empire Award. He received this in 2009 during the Queen's birthday. And what it is that it's the most excellent order of British Empire is they have a list of people that they're going to award this to. It's not just one person who wins it in a year, but they have different categories to say that we want you to represent
CBE,
this category.
OBE, MBE.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Yes. So this was for his activism work in the LGBTQ plus community. So he started reflecting once the Queen died on representing the British Empire. So he actually decided to, when the Queen died, give back the honor and say, I don't want to represent the British Empire anymore. Now he decided that so that he can control the narrative, you know, this is eventually going to come out because he's a celebrity. And, you know, the tabloids love everything that's just delicious and, you know, juicy over there. The Queen's death, he said on social media, the Queen's death and the ensuing conversations about the role of monarchy, and especially the way the British Empire profited at the expense and death of indigenous peoples across the world, really opened my eyes. He added that LGBTQ laws have improved in the 14 years since it was given, and the great good the award brought the community back in 2009 is less potent than the misgivings associated with the toxicity of the empire. So we found a lot of this out in Harry and Meghan. Do you remember
about
them
Alan
talking
Cumming?
About no, about the British Empire and Harry sort of learning
what it meant,
once he started representing and going on the Queen's behalf to some of these countries, it made him uncomfortable because he started to learn about what did we do to oppress these people and enslave these people back in the day? And it's just, you know, you've even seen it on The Crown, how these countries want to be independent and not be ruled by the British Empire.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they did worship the Queen and, you know, not worship like a deity, but a lot of these British Empire, these countries, they really did love the visits from the monarchy and cherish them, but now this is a different world, and he wanted to make a point. Do you think that it would have served him better to stay to receive this award and then educate people as an ambassador?
I think it's probably very symbolic for him, and I feel like it was something that he, you know, just felt like he couldn't.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel. Continue to have as a part of his character, and so to return that felt important to him. And I think, you know, that's awesome. And whenever anybody is thoughtful about their own, the way that they move through the world, I'm here for that. So he had a thoughtful moment and, you know, revisited the honor. And like the way he talks about it, it sounds totally, I mean, I totally get it. And I imagine he's probably not the first person who's done that. But yeah, like I can understand why somebody would not want to feel like they were a part of the British Empire, especially, you know, especially if you know history and or understand, you know, what British colonialism has done throughout the world. So, yeah, that makes total sense. But there are some people, too, who, you know, I'm sure understand that and accept it, but also are willing to accept the award. So I think, again, the fact that he had a reasoned, thoughtful approach about it, that's, you know, that's a good thing. I would like to encourage more of that in the world.
Absolutely. Yeah. He has a great book I wanted to bring up if anybody is interested. It's called Not My Father's Son, which sounds kind of harsh. But he started writing it because he went on a genealogy show in 2010.
Who do you think you are?
Yes. And he hoped to solve a mystery about his family. So his maternal grandfather, Tommy Darling, had disappeared into the Far East after World War II. Alan's mother knew very little about him. He had been a courier. And so there's some revelations that he finds out about his past. So his mother's father, basically, there's a lot of mystery with that. So,
and that's in the book?
It is in the book. So he had these secrets to share, and it just relives, I'm sorry, he's Scottish, not Irish. It relives his stories growing up in Scotland, and he grew up in, it's just such a rural part of Scotland. It's just almost like you're reading a storybook. You're like, okay, you imagine these things as he's describing them. And he did have a lot of abuse that happened by his father, just a lot of beatings and you get to know him as like, it's just written so well. And it was really moving. I just really enjoyed the book.
Yeah, no, he's a great actor. So
yes.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. So, I think that for him, this decision is a good thing. I did wonder, would it serve him well to actually also just still be this ambassador and have this, but also educate people and use it as a platform. Like, this is what I have, you know, and so now I'm going to let people know what I found out about the British Empire. But it sounds like it's just better for him all around.
I mean, hey, look, he accepted it at a time when he thought that was something worthwhile. And then he thought differently and was like, hey, I think I've done my work and now I'm going to send this back. And I don't know how that actually works, but you know,
did he go to Buckingham Palace
and, like, here's my
and knock on the door and
OBE.
Go.
Was he an OBE?
OBE, yeah. Yes.
Which I think is the one right under being like a
lord.
A lord or a lady. A
lady, right. Well, I think that he's also great. If you haven't ever watched The Good Wife, he's so good in that too. I just really, you know, we sort of know him as jumping on the scene. As well, I do as a theater person in Cabaret.
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
As the lead role. But yeah, really great actor.
All right. And what's the name of his, do you have his, what's his memoir?
Yes, it's called Not My Father's Son.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay. Hey, when we come back, we've got some Britney news. We're finally getting the real statement from Britney on Twitter. That one she did last week, that was not her. But I'm still no clearer on whether the Instagram Britney is the real Britney or the Twitter Britney is the real.
Because you've gone back and forth it's even really since Friday.
Hard. It's I know. It's a journey. And I'm going to take you on that roller coaster when we return right here on My Talk 107.1.
My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment, The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. Bradley is exploring, if you just joined us, we did the menu from Warner Brothers Studio 1941. We got their menu, thanks to Holly Roberts. And you are exploring papaya.
There was something.
There was a drink I said,
papaya.
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 Papaya, which is spelled that way, like pa, P-I, and then an A.
And it's listed under citrus fruit drinks. And Mike was like, no, you boobs, it's papaya.
That's what it seemed like.
And we
and so I Googled it, and it turns out it's actually papaya soda. There was a papaya soda back in the day called P-A-P-I-A.
Gosh, okay. That was
scintillating. It says the melon that grows on trees. Anyway.
I don't love papaya.
I love papaya.
I don't.
What don't you like about it?
It tastes rotten to me, like a rotten fruit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Rotten fruit.
Rotten
fruit.
Yeah. Anywho.
Speaking of rotten fruit, should we talk about all the hate online directed at our good friend Britney Spears?
Just leave Britney alone.
You should leave Britney alone because everybody, everybody's on Britney's case, but we're finally hearing from Britney herself. But I don't know what we're dealing with here, but let me share with you a story. Remember how last week Britney disappeared from the Instagram? And then we got this weird message on Twitter that was very, like, thoughtful, well-written, punctuated appropriately with no emojis, right?
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
And so we were like, that doesn't sound like Britney, right? It was very, like, publicity statement. Like, as everyone knows, the police were called to my home. Because that was the main story last week after she disappeared from Insties.
Right, which has happened many times before where she's taken her Instagram down. Why did people
But there was an allusion to 911 in the post, the last post before she left. And some fans got a little zealous and decided to call the police.
Mm-hmm.
They went out to her house, allegedly, supposedly. And then we got this response. But the response didn't sound like the Britney we know and love on Instagram.
You did question whether or not that was the real Britney. Because you also think that possibly Britney's Instagram, he's tired of himself. You should see his face. And then like it proved that the Instagram Britney is fake and it's all to make her look like she isn't
So then she goes on Twitter over the weekend and says the following. Now tell me if this sounds like Insta Britney or Twitter Britney. Yep, that's me. I'm alive and well. Because there's a video of her dancing. Yep, that's me. .. I'm alive and well. But not really convinced on these health juices. Juice emoji. I mean, there are so many !3 times. Yoga and chest call me. Yoga pose. I do it inside, outside, wherever I fancy. This is me at the gym living my best life. Lifting weights emoji. !. And then a bunch of other ones. Anyway. That's like the Britney from Instagram, right?
Yeah, it is. And that's
I don't know if that's the real Britney or not, but that's the Britney we know and love from Instagram. So what do you think? I'm confused.
Oh, man, I'm confused, too. Is it like, she made a real statement? Somebody pointed out, I can't remember who, one of our My Talkers said that in court, the statements that she read, she was very coherent.
Yes, that was Panda, I think.
Panda. Like, her testimony in court was very well thought out.
It was. She sounded so... It did not sound like Instagram Britney.
Now, I didn't actually see her physically reading that. I only heard clips of it. I'm assuming she was reading off of a paper. Somebody could have helped her with that. Just like a speechwriter, you know? To get her thoughts together, because it's an emotional thing for her, and you can understand how just going off the cuff, you want to make sure that all of your points are in there. But
Well, also, like, think about what you and I sound like on the radio versus
Brittany
what you
on
and
Instagram.
What? Thank you. What you and I would sound like in court, or what you and I would sound like at the DMV,
mm-hmm.
or what you and I would sound like at the tax office.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe not the tax office, because we'd probably sound like we do right now. But do you see what I'm saying? Like,
absolutely. Yeah.
One
there's
person
a public
can
self and a sort of like the way you act around your friends, as opposed to if you were on a jury.
The way I am at the gym versus the way I am, you know, here. Well, there's not that much difference.
Oh, gosh,
but
I was going to say, what's gym, Bradley?
Yeah, let's get swole. No. What if I was that, like, gym bro?
Oh, my God. And Mike, you and I could just be, like,
be
peeking through and videoing him be bro Bradley.
Like hulking out.
Bro Brad.
Broad. They call me Broad.
The Broad.
Broad. Hey, Broad.
Hey, Broad. You
hey,
want to go lift?
You want to go to the swall?
Yeah, come on, man. What's your PR, Broad?
What can you bench? Okay, so yeah, but my point is, like, that we all contain multitudes. So maybe this is just a case of where this is all Britney.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Maybe there's not a big conspiracy.
No, no.
What is my life?
Oh, no. We just want you, not you, but we want all of these people out there who are looking at her every word and trying to see some type of a riddle that's a personal. Anytime you think a celebrity is giving you a personal message to save them, they're not.
Yeah.
You know, like, it is. No.
Yeah.
It's
if
not
you
happening.
Feel like a celebrity is speaking directly through you,
and you need to
or
take
to you
action,
on social media.
Like, stop your day from eating your grapefruit salad on the couch to call the police and say, please go check on her. You may even go up to her gates just to make sure, peek in there. Stop it.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever been that person? I don't mean specifically with a celebrity, but you've found yourself engaging in I'm putting you on the spot, I realize.
Okay, let me think here. Engaging in what?
Engaging in irrational behavior that you're like, I clearly am not of sound mind at this
moment. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah, I know I've done that.
So
I can't think
really
of anything off the top of my head, but
oh, I've, like, when I suspected my boyfriend of cheating on me, I followed him once to see
God,
if he
do?
Really was
what'd you do?
Where he said he was going to go.
And?
He wasn't there. He wasn't where he said he was going to be.
Did you confront him?
No. No, I didn't. Because I felt like if I did that, I would have to admit that I followed him. That's
did you
not
ever
a fun
admit it?
Place.
Is this the first place you've admitted it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, because I felt creepy.
Listening?
I'm not as somebody that goes through someone's phone. It's unacceptable.
How much
like,
younger were you?
I don't snoop through 36.
I think that's allowed.
Or 37 to, I dated him when I was 36 to 40.
Okay.
So, you know.
All right.
Towards the end of that, so almost
wow.
40.
Okay. Because I was going to say, like, 20-something me definitely would have been digging through someone's trash to prove a point.
I didn't want to go through his, I didn't go through his things.
Yeah.
Why he wasn't home or anything like that.
Yeah.
That's, I don't cross those lines. I don't go through someone's phone.
Yeah.
It's not my business.
Luckily, I didn't live at a time when that was even an option.
Uh-huh. Because you would have done it.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, you know, there was a really irrational side of me again in my early 20s where, you know, and again, it's so dumb because it's such a waste of effort, right? Like, if you think somebody's cheating on you, and the one situation I can think of, the person was cheating on me, so surprise. So if you think that they probably are, you don't need to, like,
follow them,
do, like, detective work.
Yeah. And then I felt so bad and guilty for following him.
Oh, God,
him.
No.
I don't think you should. And then I'm like, I'm gonna stop following him because he's not going the direction towards his best friend's house at all.
I don't know how we ended up here.
We were, I don't know. Oh, you asked me if I had ever done anything irrational.
Yeah.
Mike?
So, like, if you find yourself being irrational,
have
Mike?
You been irrational?
Yeah, I'm a Minnesota sports fan.
Oh, what did you say?
Well, no, I'm just saying, like,
rooted for the Vikings.
By definition, being a sports fan, you literally are, like, risking your integrity and your health and your mental well-being on something that you have no control over whatsoever. So, yes, to answer your question, I have been every single year.
It's
all
under
year long.
But again, to your point, Dawn, if you find yourself wanting to pick up the phone and call 911 because of a celebrity you don't actually know, you should probably just put the phone down and call someone else.
Yeah.
Right?
True,
like a friend.
True. Yep. Yeah. And if they met you one time, like in an elevator or something, don't bring it up if you meet them later and go, do you remember me?
You would do that.
No, I would not.
You don't think you'd be like, do you remember the one time I was in the Waldorf Astoria?
And you said my hair bow was pretty. And then you got out of the elevator. Do you remember that? It's me again.
Makes you think of Chris Farley on Saturday Night Live when he would do that.
Do you remember that one time?
In the movie when you, the
yeah,
thing
it was
with the
cool.
hair?
That was awesome.
That was awesome.
All right, so I don't think we're any further down the road of understanding what's going on with Britney, because now her Instagram is back. Now she is posting on Twitter as well. So now we've got extra
we've
work.
We've got two people, two different Britneys.
I think it might just all be Britney, and she just needs a timeout for right now. Just, girl, go enjoy your life. And, you know.
Yeah.
I'm saying be careful, because I think there are still people around her that are not, that don't have her best interest at heart.
If it isn't her, there's somebody in control of her social media, and she lets that person write. Maybe
either
she knows, and she's
like,
can you post this for me?
Yeah, I don't know but about social media. Like, even if she does have access to her own social media, I just feel like there are still people around from the old days that are not good news.
Oh, of course.
Wink, wink. Okay. Speaking of good news, I don't know who's going to win when we come back, but one of us is going to walk away richer with points. Because Mike's going to spin his game show roulette wheel. We'll play a game, and one of us will walk away a winner. The other, a terrible, sad loser. Find out which is which when we return right here on My Talk 107.1.
My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, the adventures of Bradley and Dawn, and an enormous apple.
Big-ass apple.
It is. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, this is the end of the show already. I have so much fun with you guys that every day I'm amazed. At 2:45, that it's time for Game Show Roulette
yes!
with Mike!
Time now to play along. It's
Game Show Roulette!
Here's your host, Mike Ganger.
Yes! It's time to kick off another week. Last week, Bradley was able to create some separation. He has a 10-8 overall lead for the year, for the existence of the show. And Don, you did get a win right before the end of the year with your match game, which, by the way, you've never lost, which is very impressive.
Hello!
So, let's spin the wheel and figure out what we are going to play today.
Come on, big bucks, no whammies.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Yes! We're going to the future of game shows once
future
again.
Future game show! Whoa!
And we are going to be playing a game that I know Bradley loved, and I know the listeners loved as well. Pop Culture's Missing Letter!
Woo-hoo! Oh, I'm going to do really great today.
Hey, you are going to do great today. I believe in you. We're going to change it up a little bit, because the combative, bullying nature of how we were playing the games was it didn't sit right with me, and I felt bad that Donna, you felt bad. Or excuse me, Dawn, you
excuse
felt bad.
Me.
Sorry,
wow.
I slipped out. I'm out.
Good job.
Oh, my
way
God.
To impress her.
For the record, that is the first time I've done that, and considering I do 2 hours on their show,
yes,
and then I do 3 hours
true.
Here, I'm okay that's the first time. I apologize.
And
Donna.
It's a compliment to be called Donna.
Mm. I agree. Okay, here we go. We're going to get things started here with Pop Culture's Missing Letter. Now, again, reminding listeners how we play this game. I'm going to give you a clue. And for example, I'll take one that we did last time. This Canadian God Plan rapper got his start on Degrassi, but is most useful in the fall to clean the yard. Now, you take a letter off of the correct answer, you get rake.
Yes.
Drake Rake.
Drake Rake.
Remember, Dawn, you got this one, the Australian Highway to Hell band that is an authority on communicable disease. That'd be CDC instead of ACDC. So there you go. That's how it works. Now, how I want to change it up a little bit just for some more fun. How about I give you guys the clue, then we take a beat. We both just take a second. You guys think of the answer, and then I'll count down from three, and then you both say it at the same time.
Oh.
And then, because we'll be able to tell if you guys are right or wrong.
Okay, sure.
Obviously.
I like this.
And I think this
I like
will be a fun
this.
Way to do it. Okay?
Because honestly, when I would ring in, I didn't know the answer yet.
Nope.
And I would
sit there
take time
and tap dance.
To.
And this also is
going to
give the
it.
Listeners a chance to play along as well. And not, because Bradley actually is unbelievably good at this game. So he caught on just super, super quick. So here we go. We're going to start. The first category is music. That just means you have an opportunity to take down the master of this game, Dawn.
Okay.
And I think you can do it. Here we go.
Good
music point. Is going to be the first category. We've got three in the first round, three in the second round, and three in the fourth or third round if we can get to it.
Okay.
First clue. listeners, again, play along at home. An accurate name. Now, don't say anything.
Yep,
we're
going to
take a beat, and then I'll count down, and then you give me your answer.
Okay.
An accurate name for Chris Martin's band if they're still performing in 2055. Now, again, take a letter out of the band name and then give the answer.
Okay.
We'll give you our answers in 3, 2, 1.
Oldplay!
Boom! You both
yes,
got it
queen.
Right. Good job. So you each get a point there. Second one. Here we go.
I'm just going to do that thing where I hear her and I go, if I don't know.
You got to say it at the exact same time. If there's a delay, it counts as a
long.
Jim Morrison's band would be especially useful if the motor on your boat goes out. 3, 2, 1.
The Oars.
Nicely done. You both got that one right.
Oh, I got it because I said the.
Oh, please. Calm down, ma'am.
They do get a little harder. I made them a little more tough that we're doing it this way. So we're getting through them. While washing your car, Purple Rain could be used to do this before drying. 3, 2, 1.
Rinse.
Oh, Don nails
Don,
it.
Don, you got it. I was like, what? Rinse?
So Bradley is
trailing
here.
Purple Rinse? I got
purple
it.
Purple Rain can be used
look
for
look at
rinse.
You, Don.
Yeah.
Purple Rinse. No, it's puh, rinse. Take out the puh. You got rinse.
All right.
Rinse.
We will move on now
repeat.
To round
oh, nice.
Number two.
Look
these
at you.
Are all movies, and Don
oh, movies. Okay.
Has a 3-2 lead.
Whatever. It's not going to last.
Movies, you said?
Movies this time around. Here we go.
Boobies.
Luke and Vader undercut each other to win the bid of a parking lot resurfacing contract in this film. 3, 2, 1.
Tar Wars!
Nicely done. There you go.
These are fun.
Thank you. We'll keep it going here. This one. Simba avenges his father's death by defending his uncle and becoming the lead atom that carries a positive or negative electrical charge that results from losing or gaining one or more electrons. 3, 2, 1.
Ion King!
The Ion King. Nicely done.
Oh my God,
right.
You need to lose one. Hurry up and lose.
All right. So right now it's... It's Don with a 4-3 lead. Last one here in round number two, which is movies. This powerful Tom Hanks prison drama has takeout and delivery specials on their delicious pizza. 3, 2, 1.
Philadelphia.
You both missed that one.
Shawshank Redemption.
Tom Hanks wasn't in Shawshank Redemption.
Prison?
Philadelphia.
That would be the Green Mill.
Oh my God!
You take E off of the Green Mile, you get
the Green Mill.
Yep. There you go. All right, we're moving on to actors, and Dawn still has a lead. So all you have to do is match him these final three, Dawn, and you will win.
Okay. Come on, Dawn, Luke.
Let's see. Here we go.
Stop it.
I won't tell you what the tiebreaker is.
Is this boobies again?
Boobies?
This is actors.
Oh, actors.
Actors.
I've never said boobies today.
You just
you
have.
Okay. Oh, okay.
All right, we'll start this one off with actors. We're cruising here on this, so let's just take a second here.
Actors?
And again, the overall standings.
Just saying the same word over again.
10 to 8. It is Bradley leading the way, 10 to 8, but Don leads here.
Overall.
Oh. Overall, yes.
But you're winning
as far
today,
as
so far.
This this game goes, you have a 4-3 lead heading into the final round. Here we go. Actors. This 4-time Oscar-nominated Dark Knight enjoys beer brewed using warm fermentation method, resulting in a sweet, full-bodied, and fruity taste. 3, 2, 1, answer.
Christian Ale.
He nails it to tie it up.
Don's face. You had no clue.
Well, I was thinking about what Mike asked me earlier. Remember, Mike?
Oh, yes, that is true. We had a good discussion about Christian Bale earlier, but...
And you asked
and you still
if we
didn't
would know. I know.
No, that wasn't referring to this. It's his birthday today, so he's been on my mind, and he worked perfectly for this game, so I utilized him in this game.
That's not good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you should have got that one.
All right.
I'm going to throw this huge apple at
you. No, you're not, because you want to eat it.
Out of it. Yeah.
Food
that thing,
fight.
You could damage my face with
could.
That.
Okay.
All right, it's all tied up here with
we're tied.
To go.
Ooh, so close.
You have a tiebreaker, too, if needed, but here we go. This do-it-all, Greatest Showman, Les Mis, X-Men actor is just so unpleasant and disgusting. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, shoot.
It's that guy. What's his name?
This one was a little tough because the actual pronunciation.
Hugh Jackman. Hugh Jackman.
Or Ugh Jackman.
Exactly. It's Ugh Jackman. You take the H gone, you get Ugh Jackman.
I was a little too slow for that one and wrong on the answer. Okay.
All righty. So it could come down to this. This could be the fun. You guys liking this?
Oh, my God. I love this. Okay, so far, cool. We're tied.
Gotcha.
And it comes down to this. And Dawn, this is your last chance.
Yeah, yours too.
Wow. You guys. What did you just say? And how did you just say it?
Yeah,
this is your last chance.
Final clue. Oh. This White Lotus season one and Euphoria star is just delicious, slow roasted and covered in barbecue sauce and grape jelly. 3, 2, 1.
Andea. What? Oh.
Who plays the... one of the daughters in the first season of White Lotus is also in Euphoria.
Oh, Sydney Weenie.
That is correct.
That's Sydney Weenie.
It is Sydney Weenie. All right.
Right? It is Sydney Sweeney. Was that the answer? That is
the whole time I'm thinking. Jennifer Coolidge.
Well, did I get it right?
Well, no.
No, you got it wrong. You said Zendaya.
The correct answer is Sydney Weenie.
It was Sydney Weenie.
Yes, it was Sydney Weenie.
But I said Zendaya first.
Good old cocktail weenies are covered in barbecue sauce and grape jelly.
Okay, great.
This one we're going to have to ring in or else we're not going to have an answer. So, Dawn, you're going to get ready to say your name if you know this one. This is the tiebreaker because you're all knotted up after 9.
Wait a minute. What now?
You're all knotted up after 9. So I'm going to give you this clue and then you have to ring in.
Okay,
the more traditional way. Say your name to ring in.
All right.
And then if you get this one right.
If he gets it wrong, can
yes,
I answer?
Yes, if he gets it wrong, you get a chance to answer. Okay. Yep. But you can ring in first, too. It's up to you. Here we go. This 1946 American Christmas staple is completely fabricated.
Dawn. It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, well, no.
No, you
said the movie.
I thought it was a movie.
It is a movie.
Wonderful Strife. It's a Wonderful Life.
Do you have a guess, Bradley?
I don't.
You take the F out. It's a Wonderful Lie. It's completely fabricated.
I thought it was the first
John, you were so close.
You were so close.
You just said the movie.
You just take a letter out.
It's got to take a letter out.
I had to say something. You want me to just sit here?
No winner today.
No winner today, but it was fun, right?
Yes.
Oh, no. I'm telling you. Winner, chicken dinner. Dawn, or should I say on McLean? We'll be back tomorrow.
Adley Trainer.